Hello, we are not.
Hello.
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 Hello. Good afternoon. We are conducting a short survey about some issues that your community and the nation are facing, and we'd like to include your opinion. So are you ready to take the survey?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. 1 second. And thanks for accepting. So today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. You know, your opinions are needed in the survey. It's quick and confidential. Okay. Hold on. First of all, what is your zip code?
13110.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay, registered. 1 second. What is the year of your birth?
1940.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
What? Didn't understand.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino,
no.
Or Spanish? Okay.
No.
What is your race? White, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska
white.
Native?
White.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
College.
Okay.
4 year college plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1 second. Let's see. It is a bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have a master's. I have hours but no master's.
Okay. Okay, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or
Trump?
Or you not Trump? Okay. As you may know, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election?
Very likely.
So it's almost certain that you...
Yes, I will vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
Probably an 8.
8. Mm-hmm. Got it. Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. So 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Probably 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you, strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Neither. Okay. Strongly agree. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For for each of the following, please indicate if it's matter, if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does matter at all. So the first, matter, you know, or the first statement, it says, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control on IVF. So matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much.
Matters somewhat.
Matters somewhat. Okay, the next one, protecting gender equity. Equality. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter, or does not matter at all.
Matters somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or doesn't matter at all.
Matters somewhat.
Matters somewhat. And finally, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter at all.
Matters somewhat.
Matters somewhat. Thank you. Next one. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF? So nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably vote. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote. So those are. Mm-hmm.
I will vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so nothing will stop you.
Okay, whatever the next one is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to vote and probably.
Yes.
Probably will, okay. Protecting gender equality. Nothing will stop you. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will probably vote. You keep that. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop you. I want to vote and probably vote.
I will probably vote.
Mm-hmm. And finally, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop.
I don't know what's going on, but I can't understand you.
I want to vote and probably will. If
I can't understand what the question is.
I doubt I will vote and no.
I can't understand you.
If you want, I can read you. How likely are you to vote for candidates for each?
I cannot understand you at all. I couldn't understand any of those questions.
Well, I mean, you only need to indicate one of these.
No. I could not even understand what the question was. It's something in the sound system. It was not coming out clear.
On my microphone system, or what?
Right. When I quit answering, that's when it went. I couldn't understand you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's see the next question. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote?
Uncertain of who I'm voting for.
Okay. Independent. So you're undecided.
Mm-hmm. Undecided.
Independent.
One of those two.
If you had to pick one, between independent or undecided, why would you?
I want to be, okay, undecided.
Undecided. Perfect. But if you had, because I had to do the question, but if you had to choose, for whom would you vote again? Independent, I don't know.
I know what you're, okay.
I mean, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third-party?
Other independent.
Okay. Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Let's see. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated?
No change. No change.
Okay. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard, a lot, some?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York, New York in November. Adds certain protection to state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. Vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. And no, vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Yeah, undecided. But if you had to choose, let's say, you know, how would you
I'd
vote?
I'd probably vote yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions, private housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, strengthen voting rights protections, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender. You want me to repeat that one, or?
That's an awful lot into one thing.
Again, the question is: do you think this amendment would do all the previous I read?
No. So,
okay. I mean, but if you have to select one of the options, what would you pick?
What would my options be?
Okay, let me repeat that, all of those. Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prohibit housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, strengthen voting rights protections, put protection for abortion into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender.
And I'm supposed to pick one of them?
Mm-hmm.
That I dislike?
No, what would you like? Do you think this amendment would do one of those things?
No, because I don't understand it enough.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that news is that I can't even live in blank this part. Let's see. I mean, if you have to pick, you know, one, what would you pick?
Only the immigration thing.
Immigration. So give voting rights to immigrants.
Right. I don't want to do that.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, now knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you on the
probably side? I'm undecided.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1? Which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivated? I mean, much more motivated to vote on that amendment. Somewhat more motivated. Much less. Okay. Much less. Okay. I'm gonna read your series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Okay. So first statement, it says everyone regardless of gender, sexuality should have the freedom to marry who they choose. You know, on a scale of 0 to 10.
7.
7. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care. On a scale, if you have to rate them, what would you pick? You know, between 0 and 10. 5. Okay. Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from. You know, on a scale, what would you pick?
5.
5. Let's see. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. So, on a scale.
5.
5. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
9.
9. Defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
7.
7. Okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
They should not.
Yep, should not. Should 10. Not have access. 10. Mm-hmm. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
7.
7. It is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
8. 8.
Let's see. Okay, next question. Thank you. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attack we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies, you know, protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy outcomes.
This whole thing is taking way too long. I need to hang up. Are you almost done, or do you have a lot more to go?
We have a few more questions, you know.
I need to go do something else. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Would you mind if we take the shortest question, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so let's leave this one in. Okay, but if you had to, I would skip this one. As you may know, there will be elections for president, but you already said that you're almost. One second, please. Let's see. One second. Because I mean, I'm skipping all those questions that are extremely long. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, you know. But once again, here's a text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York. Okay, I will leave this undecided. But after reading all this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey?
It has not changed my opinion.
Mm-hmm, no change. Mm-hmm. Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? You know, where 0 means you're not. Okay. Do you consider? Well, no, this one. Let's see. Okay, do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight?
Heterosexual.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you married? Married.
Widowed.
Living with. Mm-hmm. Widowed. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party?
More towards the Republican.
Mm-hmm. Republican. How would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Retired, okay.
At 84, you're retired.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last year, that is, you know, 2023, what was your total family income from all services before taxes? Your best estimated. It's fine.
$85,000.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for
You need to shorten this or you'll not get anybody to answer. I know it's
not. Yeah, I know.
It's way too long, and when you talk those amendments, it's too complicated.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Okay.
Thanks for the feedback. Mm-hmm. I will let them know, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Good. Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.